Hello, my friend, and welcome to TFU News and Views. I'm your host, Anthony Brucalli, owner-operator, webmaster of TFU.info. And today is Sunday. It's the weekend, and I figured good time for us to go a little off-topic, but not too far off-topic. So today, I'm not going to talk about Transformers, though I may mention a few things here and there. But we're going to talk Toy Fair, but not Transformers, and just things that I expect to see at the Hasbro event regarding some of the other lines, and some things I hope come out over the course of the weekend and the week. And it's pure speculation on my part. I don't keep up too closely with many other brands. In fact, I did a little bit of research before I started recording just to make sure I'm not out of my mind. And I already found one thing. I was like, I hope they make this. And it turns out they made it 2 years ago. But we'll get into that in a little bit. So, as I mentioned before, the Hasbro Toy Fair event usually covers, at least in the presentation portion upstairs, the beginning, covers their four major brands. It covers Transformers, which we'll get into hopefully in the next episode of this podcast. Actually, maybe might be one after this. Because there was a lot of news today, and I think I might record something for that. So yes, it covers Transformers, it covers Marvel, it covers My Little Pony, and it covers Star Wars. And it used to cover, I feel like it used to cover G.I. Joe at one point, back when they were making G.I. Joe movies. And currently, it does not, because unfortunately, G.I. Joe seems to be a dead property. But there is always hope. There is always hope that we can see G.I. Joe get resurrected here at Toy Fair 2018. I'm really hoping for that, actually. Hoping for that along with some of the other Hasbroverse properties like Mask and Visionaries and ROM, to see anything that Hasbro is doing in the IDW comics make it into toy form would be nice to see. Let's talk about Marvel, because wow, there is a lot of Marvel stuff coming in terms of media. So between Fox, Sony, Disney, and yeah, I know Disney owns Fox now, but let's just go with what we know. We've got a Venom movie coming. We've got the Deadpool sequel coming. Black Panther toys are already out. Usually toys that have just come out tend to be shown off at these events as well. So I expect to see at least the current wave of Black Panther, if not any subsequent waves. We've got Avengers Infinity War coming. We've got Ant-Man and Wasp coming. And I just saw the trailer for the second season of Jessica Jones, so there may be a tie into that as well. Of those, I'm looking forward to seeing some more of the Deadpool line. Some of the images of the Legends class stuff, which is the Marvel Legends stuff, is been posted online. I really like the Deathclaw Deathclaw. Oh man, wouldn't it be great to get Deathclaw figures? I'm sure they've made them already, haven't they? Tweet me if you already know the answer to that. That's at TFU_info. No, Deathlock, inspired a completely different metal song, Psychotron by Megadeth. But yeah, I really dig the Deathlock figure. And I don't usually buy Marvel Legends 6-inch figures. I buy the 3 3/4 figures, and I only pick out particular ones. I don't go all out on those. So I'm hoping the 3 3/4 inch line continues, because I haven't seen a thing in any of these movie lines that showed 3 3/4 inch figures. Hopefully we'll see some of that. Hopefully we'll see maybe a continuation of the X-Men Legends class figures. Or more Netflix-inspired ones. I certainly like to see a Luke Cage and a Iron Fist and some of the other characters from the Marvel Netflix shows. And, of course, there's my personal wish list, which I wish for every year as a Transformers fan. 3 3/4 inch Circuit Breaker, since Marvel does own the rights to that figure. Character, I should say. All right. So, aside from that, from the Star Wars side of things, I expect to see figures for the Han Solo movie, Solo, as it's called. And we'll see what comes out of that, but I imagine there'll be a Han, there'll be a Chewie. From watching the trailer, I'm sure there's a Woody Harrelson character figure. I'm sure there's that short little lady that's been in the last two movies. I thought I saw her in the trailer, so maybe she'll be in it. And a few others, I'm sure. And I'm sure they'll do some classics and mix some other things into that. What's going to be interesting for Transformers fans is that in Japan, they're releasing a Star Wars crossover figure of the Millennium Falcon that transforms into Chewbacca and Han Solo. And it's different than the Star Wars crossover figure that came out that transforms into Han Solo and Chewbacca, the one that came out about 10 years ago. So that should be a fun thing to see. And hopefully it's coming out here in the United States. And that should be about all I expect to see from Hasbro. There's going to be some fun stuff downstairs. We'll find some stuff on. If there's any particular Hasbro brand that you think I should cover that you want to see pictures of that isn't served, shoot me a tweet at TFU_info. Email me at info@TFU.info. Or hit me up on Facebook, Facebook.com/TFUINFO. You know, last year someone had mentioned to me that Yo-Kai Watch, which I know nothing about, no one covers that little section in the Hasbro showroom very often, so I went and took some photos of it, and they seem to be pretty well received. So if there's anything that Hasbro does that you need me to find for you, just let me know. Moving on to not Hasbro stuff. Because I don't really collect a lot of non-Transformers stuff, but I hope to see stuff. I like to know certain things just exist. I do collect certain characters and certain kind of things otherwise, but I made a little bit of notes here just to see. And the first thing I have is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles written down. And I was saying in my head, I really hope they do one day the versions of, like, the video game, the arcade Ninja Turtles. It's perfect for someone like Nika Collectibles to do. And in doing my research, I found out that Nika did it in 2016 at San Diego Comic-Con. And man, do they go for a lot on eBay. It's a great idea for a set, really is. But with the TMNT reboot coming, it'd be nice to see if there's anything coming out, I guess, from Playmates to support that new series. Plus, it's the 15th anniversary of the 4Kids version of TMNT. And if you haven't watched the 2003 cartoon, I don't know exactly where you can find it, but find it. It is good. It ran 5 or 6 seasons. It ended with Turtles in Time. Every season was good. Everything was well written. This particular episode sticks out in my head that was like a tribute to Jack Kirby, where Donatello goes to this alternate universe that just looks like a Jack Kirby drawing come to life, and there's all sorts of weird stuff in there. It's really cool, and the show as a whole was really well done. Kind of set the tone for the current series and for the current comic. And I feel like I don't know a lot about the original Mirage Comics version of TMNT, the old black and white ones, but I feel like it was based more off of that than the original cartoon series, which was really heavily based on Transformers, the cartoon series. And you're going to have to listen to Transformers University to find out why. But moving on from TMNT, you know, there should be some news from Mattel regarding Masters of the Universe. Maybe Thundercats? Who knows? You know, in the wake of the success of the Netflix series, The Toys That Made Us, it's going to be interesting to see which brands try to get revitalized at Toy Fair in 2018. So you may see Thundercats. And then, you know, going back to Playmates, you may see more Voltron. The Legends classic Voltron. Is it Legendary? Too many words that are too similar in this, huh? The Legendary Voltron, Legendary Defender, and then Classic Voltron is out now. And that looks pretty neat. And I don't know if they're going to expand on that line, but I hope they do. And then Funko, I'm not a Pops guy, but I do like their Disney Afternoon 4-inch action figures, which seem to scale very well with the 3 3/4-inch G.I. Joe, Star Wars, Marvel kind of figures. I haven't purchased any of them yet. I plan on it eventually, but I hope they do more of those. And, you know, Nika could do some more 3 3/4 inch figures as well. I'm not a big fan of those. I love their character choices. I don't like the waists on those toys. They don't have the O-ring like a G.I. Joe. They don't have the ball joints like the Marvel ones. They have those old-style Star Wars, like, wedge in the middle of the crotch that just looks weird. Looks like old Playmobil figures, and just, it doesn't do it for me. So I tend to go, wow, that's neat, but if the waist was different, I would buy it. You know, Super 7 should be doing some more 3 3/4 inch figures while we're on the subject. Again, same thing. They have those waists that I'm not into, but again, great character choices. Do those He-Man 3 3/4, which is a little closer to home for me. So, you know, one day I might pick some of those up. And they got the muscle license. I would really like if they did something. And wow, we're coming up on the 15th anniversary of the American version of Kinnikuman, Ultimate Muscle. And that was a fun show. I really liked that show. So it maybe Super 7 does something for that. That would be neat. And then, of course, you know, there's other comic properties that, you know, we'll probably see maybe from McFarlane. Some more Walking Dead stuff. Maybe something for Invincible now that the comic is wrapping up. And, you know, I will always hold out hope that somebody will pay Valiant Comics to license their characters and do a toy line. Those characters are just ripe to be done. There's a lot of repaint possibility in a lot of those characters just in doing modern version, classic version, Acclaim Comics version. You can pretty much get 3 characters out of every mold. And yeah, that's my pie in the sky hope. Every year Toy Fair, and every year it doesn't happen, but that's cool. The great thing is Toy Fair does happen every year. And once again, I will be at the Hasbro event February 17th. That's Saturday coming up. So please swing into our Twitter account, TFU_info. Facebook at facebook.com/TFUINFO. On Instagram at TFU.info. And of course, you can email me info@TFU.info. And of course, search TFU.info on YouTube. And there will be some video coming out of this event. Maybe not that day, but certainly beginning of next week. So that will wrap up this off-topic edition of TFU News and Views. Don't forget, if you want to help out the site, TFU.info/Amazon. You know what it does if you've been listening. And I'm not going to explain it now. But until next time, see you.